ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरातिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरंगमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्न वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणं। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तरोभिने तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञान राधे त्वं न माम चरणान्तिके। Obeisances, humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual Gurudev Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kishore Goswami Maharaj, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Today, very special day, I told in morning, the disappearance day of Srila Gadadhar Pandit and also of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. We glorified him in morning to some extent. I told Shripad Madhav Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj and Ban Maharaj, and also to Shyam Rani to discuss about both in their classes. I know, have you discussed all these things today? You know? Oh, today you are sick. Now okay, somewhat? Have you discussed these points? Not so much. I know. You? About Gadadhar Pandit, I told something. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that he also told something. That his incarnation of Srila Gadadhar, that is Srimati Radhika, she is Kamal Banjari. He also took birth in Navadvip, Mayapur, and he was friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from boyhood. They were studying in the same school of Ganga Das Pandit, Navyan Nyaya and Vyakaran, and with them playing with all his associates like Sarup Dhanadhar had, his name was at Purushottam, Jagadananda, Murari Gupta, Mukunda, and so many. And then to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and then he went to Jagannath Puri. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is none different from Gadadhar Pandit. गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगत बराय एंड इज रूपानुगत इन द रियल सेंस ही प्रीच्ड द सेंडेशन ऑफ श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर आफ्टर सिक्स गोस्वामी एंड दैट इज व्हाई ही इज कॉल्ड सप्तम गोस्वामी भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर ऑल्सो ही टूक बर्थ in Navdeep area, very near to Mayapur, Ula, Krishnagar, Ula. And from boyhood it was very intelligent, speaking English and writing essays in English. And thus he was very, very famous in whole Bengal. He also went to Puri, and he was elected like a magistrate and commander-in-chief like this for Jagannath temple, superintendent of that, managing everything. And he was so very bold. Once upon a time, there is a very famous magician. And he told that I am Krishna myself. I am so powerful that I can make a rash with the young ladies of whole Odisha. And he been invited. And they were so much inspired. All the ladies, beautiful ladies of whole Odisha state, they came. Their husband became so much upset. And they filed a case against him, and government deputed him to see this case. The day on full moon, that yogi wanted to make a rash with all the ladies of Odisha, young ladies, 10 years old. All were so much inspired. Bhakti Vinod Thakur at that time, he went there. And he requested that yogi not to do. It will upset whole state. He told that I am God, myself, Krishna. In a moment I can destroy whole world and I can create. I am so powerful. Bhakti Vinod Thakur told that you cannot make a leg of even ant. I know. You are not powerful. Don't be in false ego. You should not make rash and don't make anything against government. He told that I am against government, I will destroy all government and then I will control myself, whole India, whole world. Oh, you are so powerful. He told that if you are not obeying me, my order of the government, I will arrest you. He told that, how you can rest? I will, in a moment I can destroy you. For will come for my this. And you will be burned to ashes. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur told that, I must arrest you. You are going to do against Bhagavatam and everything. You are not God. I know you. You are a lusty person. Knowing something, you can do. Then he told that, you should go. He ordered the police. And you should cut his ass off. But when they used to go to him and he was doing and fire was coming, so much fires. So they were feared. Even district magistrate and all were upset. What to do? Then Bhakti Vinod took what? And caught hold of that yogi and he slapped him. Oh, I will see you. I will punish you. Oh, you should punish. I will see. And then he was arrested and taken to Cuttack. And there, in court, there was a case and he was brought there. Bhakti Vinod Thakur told that, I am requesting again that you would give up all these things and be a simple person. Otherwise, they will punish you. Oh, you will see in morning, next morning. And he did some miracle. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur became ill, sick, something very painful in his stomach. And he became sick so much degrees of fever. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was chanting Hare Krishna, nothing to fear. And he came to court and he ordered that he should go to jail if he is not obeying our request. And then he tried so much, but he could not do anything. So my request to devotees, be very strong if you are chanting Harinam. If you are chanting Harinam, no ghost, no bad mantra, no bad elements can attack you. So you should give up your all kinds of fears. Any demon cannot come. Any bad element cannot come. No any ghost or anything, even goddess can come and attack you. If you are doing so, then it means that you are so weak. You have no faith on your mantra. Only Nisinga Namaj is sufficient for them. You are chanting, Om Nisingare, Om Nisingaya Namah, Nisingaya Namah. All ghosts, all kinds of bad elements will go. So I advise the devotees that they should not think that any ghost is coming. Any powerful mantra is coming to me, they cannot come. They may come for a moment, but when you will chant Hare Krishna, more powerful than Nisinga mantra, even anyone cannot come. So you should be very strong and without any fear, nirbhaya, you should be. And chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare. All kinds of problems will go away. So you should be strong like Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Don't fear from anyone, but don't be what? Aggressive. Don't be aggressive. You should be very humble and polite. And thus chanting Harinam, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Then he was a very good manager also. Sometimes an offer of 1 lakh rupee, 2 lakh rupee, 5 lakh rupee came to him. We will bribe you, 5 lakhs rupee. You should keep a dog, a statue on the temple. Mayabadi were telling that God and dog are same. So you should put. Oh, he refused. He never took that bribe. Dog is not God. But they tell that everything is God. But this idea is bogus idea. Dog is not God. But in dog also Krishna is there. Like Sakshi, no harm. But both are not same. Oh, he wrote Jaiva Dharma, very valuable book, comprehensive book from Vedas, Upanishad, Puran, Srimad, Essence of Bhagavat, Chaitanya, Charitamrita, everything. If you are reading Jaiva Dharma, it means that you are reading Bhagavat, Chaitanya, Charitamrita, Ved, Upanishad, everything you have read. I have not read anything, not so much Upanishad and Vedas, Puran, Srimad Bhagavat or Chaitanya Charitamrita. But I, by the mercy of my Gurudev, I read about 100 times Jaiva Dharma. And new things coming. Each time I translated it. For this I went to so many senior Vaishnavas, like Sauti Maharaj, Guru Maharaj and all others. Ban Maharaj at that time. Oh, Puri Maharaj. Giri Maharaj. You don't know them. I was very fortunate. to be in their association of all the elevated disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. I was so lucky. As their mercies, they have bestowed their mercies to me. So, Jagva Dharma is a very comprehensive book from A to Z. Everything is there. If you are reading and practicing, very easily you can enter in the realm of pure bhakti. Very soon. Even how to enter in Radha Krishna conjugal love, have an affection, and how you can be qualified to go enter in the realm of Radha Kund and Shyam Kunda and their kunjas. You can know all the everything. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is so merciful to us. Gadadhar Pandit came in the shape of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Kamal Manjari came in the shape of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. You should read Jaiva Dharma. We have printed first chapter, first canto, part. Oh, very soon two parts will come. So you should wait for second and third, but you should begin one time, two time, three time, and you will realize so much things. Now, today I want to discuss on the subject of Bhagavatam 10th canto. Some confusion came. A preacher from India came, and something he told that we don't like. And nowhere it is written like what he told. So you should, I think that wash that, your doubts about this and be clear, especially for those who are sincere and senior. Those who know something, they have come and they are entering in Madhyamadhika. So you should know all these things clearly. There should be no doubt in. Anyone may say that we should not read 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. I will not listen there, this warning. I will tell that I produce any evidence that we should not. Whether in Srimad Bhagavat it has been written, in Chaitanya Charitamrita written, or any guru in our line has written like this, even your Gurudev has told like this, he cannot answer. Never. I know that Swamiji never written like this. Can you produce that thing? Some portion. You should read and stand up. Stand up. Can you stand up? You can put your dand here. No harm. What Swamiji has written, it is clear from his writings. You should hear this. Don't sleep. Don't neglect.
Someone was writing to Srila Prabhupada about Gaudiya Vidas, the devotees that he and John Shah the devotees, Srila Prabhupada replied, the policy should tell you that the people may not understand the devotees
like
ordinary girls.
Mm-hmm.
You should be careful to present the devotees. It does not mean that we shall not utter even the name of the gopis. We have taken a vow to boycott the gopis. No. They are our worshipful devotees. How can we avoid them? This is an announcement by a different group in 1968. Prabhupada wrote, the deity worship must be continued by everyone.
And by are you telling everyone means? What do you mean by of everyone? Only elevated, oh, Mahabhagavat liberated person? Everyone? Oh, from top to bottom. Those who are also new for it. Even for them he said, everyone, sure.
Another secret of success is that when one is very much sexually disturbed,
yes,
he should think of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis and he will forget his sex urge.
What many? Swamiji was, your Prabhupada was so ignorant, how he could write? But he has written. He was authentic person. No wrong, nothing. And it is for everyone.
One should think of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, but not try to imitate them.
Or don't do imitation, never. You should hear his pastimes with honor. Then your lust will go. Especially for Ras Leela is powerful among all the pastimes of Krishna. Oh, Ras Leela is medicine. And it has been told like that, what? Nivritta tarshai rupagiyamanat bausadhat sotri vimano bhirama kavuttam sloka gunanubadat dirajyet. What is the meaning? Or those who are not hearing this Ras Leela or the 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, they are Pasugna. What is the meaning of Pasugna? Self-killer.
Like butchers.
Killing others and also him if they are not hearing. Nivritta tarsai upagiyamanat. What is the meaning?
Nivritta-tarsha-upakya-manat means that those persons who are Nivritta-tarsha, they have no thirst for material enjoyment. Liberated souls, they speak the pastimes of Krishna, and their speaking of these pastimes is for virtually, it is the cure for the contamination of materialized existence. It is like a medicine. So, Uttama-shloka-gunana-vagat. What kind of person will not listen to the 10th canto of Srila Bhagavata? Only a very cruel person who would like to kill themselves and also kill others.
Here it is, those who are bhakta, those are full of luster, those who are liberated, those who are bhakta, of kanishta, madhyam, uttam, and those who are liberated, those who had shuddha sattva like rati bhav, and those who have received the prema even for all, they should hear this Srimad Bhagavat 10th canto. If they are not hearing, what is this? Oh, killing themselves and to others. So what more should be clear? It is everything clear that we must read. Also, go on, after that discussion I want to. After that?
Discussion with Bob.
Oh, this is Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
He is describing Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila Chandrapur, verse 13. The Lord is so merciful that He Himself descends to take fallen souls back home to the kingdom of Godhead, where the erotic principles of Godhead are eternally relished in their real form, distinct from the perverted sexual love so much adored and indulged in by the fallen souls in their diseased condition. The reason the Lord displays the Rasa Leela is essentially to induce all of the fallen souls to give up their diseased morality and religiosity and to attract them to the kingdom of God to enjoy the reality. A person who actually understands what the Rasa Leela is will certainly hate to indulge in mundane sex life.
After that, it is clear. But are you understanding all these things? Very clear? Or he should repeat? I think it is clear. After that?
Now, some people say that Srila Prabhupada never spoke about the gopis, especially in public and especially not to new people. So this is a conversation between Srila Prabhupada.
Very clearly written.
A person who was not a devotee, he was a, what do you call it? His peaceful worker. So here, Srila Prabhupada said,
conversation?
Yes. So, God is asking, does the devotee keep his individual likes and dislikes? Srila Prabhupada. Yes, he keeps everything. But he gives preference to Krishna. Krishna says positively, I like these things. So we have to offer to Krishna what he likes. And then we'll take a prasad. Krishna likes Radharani. So now Srila Prabhupada begins to speak about Radharani to a completely new person who doesn't know anything. Krishna likes Radharani. Therefore, all the gopis, they're trying to push Radharani to Krishna. Krishna likes this gopi. Alright, let's push her. That is the word Krishna consciousness. Bob said, is Krishna attracted to rascals? Srila Prabhupada said, oh yes, he was the greatest rascal.
What are you telling?
Then how can you say that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is a rascal? So Srila Prabhupada began to laugh. Because he's always teasing the gopis. Yes, sometimes when Radharani would go out, Krishna would attack her. And when she would fall down, she would say, oh Krishna, don't torture me in that way. They would fall on the ground, and Krishna would take an opportunity to kiss her. Then Srila Prabhupada started to laugh. So Radharani was very pleased, but superficially Krishna was the greatest rascal. So unless rascaldom is in Krishna, then how could rascaldom be existent in this world?
I have not told so. And what is writing? She fell down and he kissed. What is this? Swamiji was also a good rascal. In the line of Krishna. Otherwise, how did I get to help them? Told like this. Rascal means a Russia. Full of a Russia, Russia. But the rascals cannot understand this rascal. Any Sakharas cannot tell like this. He was of a Madhur Ras. He can tell like this. More.
In 1968, Srila Prabhupada was speaking with Sardhya Devi Dasi. At this time she was a
Sardhya Dasi, only is like?
Only 16 years old.
Oh yes, 16 years. And means talking with him. What?
She's asking questions to Srila Prabhupada.
I have not told anything like this. I always told Dhruva, Prahlad, Chitrakesu, no Ajami. Jagai Madhai. Never told like this. Puranjan Upakhyan. Like this. Oh, Damodar Leela sometimes. Not like this. Go on.
So Sargaya Devi Dasi, she's asking the question. I don't know. When we serve Krishna, we have spiritual senses. Then that satisfies our spiritual senses. When we serve Krishna in Krishna love, is it correct? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you can dance with Krishna, you can eat with Krishna, you can talk with Krishna, you can enjoy with Krishna, and Krishna will also kiss you.
What rascal he has done? So we should not hear them. We should follow our wish line. We are in same line and not different from Swamiji. Oh yes, in some case I am not so beautiful like he was. I am not so much healthy like him. I am not powerful acharya like him. I am his disciple. So I cannot be like him, but I am in the line. Achinta bheda bhed. Oh, we are in same family, in same line. We have taken sannyas from the same guru. In same line, in Srila Jagat Guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami line, Saraswat line. Oh, I gave him all the mantra and danda and everything to him. And in the last, what I did?
Samadhi.
Samadhi also. So I am none different, but also in some case different at me. So we are in same line. So you must believe on him, and also you can believe in me. No harm. No chance of falling down because I am now crossing 80. No harm. So you can believe. How? I am not telling my false ego. I am only telling all these things by the power of my Gurudev, our Guru Parampara, by the mercy of Swamiji, that he told. I hope that he told me eternal relation. So what means eternal? So I have so much faith on his word that I will never fall down. So you can depend on him, no hope.
So we should follow everything. Also, if anyone is not reading 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam and he is reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is doing?
More.
What has been not written clearly in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere, like Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu dialogue, what has been told? You know, kilkinchit bhav? It has been not explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes Srimati Radhika wanted to meet Krishna
internally.
He was going to meet Krishna in Radhakund. But when he reached there and saw Krishna, and then he became bewildered and wanted to return at once. But Krishna, what did? Oh, you cannot go. And he catch hold of, Radhika's hand. Now she was so much angry, weeping, but smiling also, having hair standing, all the symptoms of sattvic bhav, also high class, weeping also, smiling also, abusing Krishna also. It is written? Oh, you should read. I am not telling by my mind, but in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told.
When Srimati Radha was so noble just before her progress stopped. She assumed an attitude of opposition. Although her face was slightly covered by a good garment, her two-story eyes were agitated, being wide and curved. Thus she was decorated with the ornaments of the lass, and her beauty increased to give pleasure to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Srimati Radharani stands before Krishna, she stands bent in three places, her neck, waist and legs, and her eyebrows begin to dance. When there is an awakening of various external features on Srimati Radharani's face and her eyes, the lolita ornaments are manifest. When the body features are delicate and expertly curved, and when the eyebrows are very beautifully agitated, the ornaments of charm, called lalita alankar, is manifest.
Abbas.
These things, very mysterious and deep things, vividly written in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And for this, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami was worried. But he told that only an animal like
camel
and dogs and others, pig, they will not have interest for these things. So I don't fear, I should write. Only the peacocks means a very high class of devotee, a rashik, nigamatal kalpatarur galitam phalam sukhamukhadam yuddhavasangitam pivata bhagvatam rasamalayam mohuraho rashika bhuvi
he is telling. What he is telling? And what is this thing? Oh, only Rasa Leela. If Rasa Leela is taking off from Srimad Bhagavatam, or no beauty at all, then he will be not Rasa, ocean of Rasa Srimad Bhagavatam. It is it. I know everything is there, more than anyone can imagine. Everything is there. So, Chaitanya Chaitamrita should be stopped. We should not read. If you cannot read, then how you can read Chaitanya Chaitamrita from beginning and to end? What is there? Only one thing, these things. Mahaprabhu is always observed in the Radha mood and then chanting like this and going. So we should not. So he is telling that always you should see here Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Giyatam, Giyatam Muda, Chaitanya Charitamritam. It has been written. So it is clear. Chaitanya Charitamrita is more what? Russia and everything is there in Chaitanya. If you can read Chaitanya Charitamrita, why you can not read 10th Kato? I know that Pujyapada Madhava Maharaj, the guru of Srila Bhakti Vallabh Tirtha Maharaj, he introduced, or don't sleep. I know that who are sleeping. Otherwise I will indicate. So don't sleep. The Madhava Maharaj introduced what? In Kartik month, they should sing Ashtakaliya Leela. All Ashtakal. What is Ashtakaliya Leela?
Confidential pastime between Radha Krishna.
Oh, which is written in Govinda Leelamrita by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Very rare in this world, those who can sing and follow. Very elevated. We do pranam only. We don't do. But he introduced. For whom? For all devotees here, there, initiated, not initiated, senior, new fired also, he introduced.
Still they are following his instructions
nowadays. So this is more than Srimad Bhagavatam. So he cannot tell that we should not read 10th canto. I know Bhakti Vallabh Tirtha Maharaj, he has written recently a book, only 10th canto pastimes are there. Why your Gurudev, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, written Krishna book? What is this? What is this? What? Even Rasa Leela he has told. Oh, you should read now. You should hear. Give a very important thing there. You should hear carefully. I am telling that we should read first canto, second canto, third canto, and after that you should read 10th canto. Don't jump. Swamiji has also told like this. I never tell all these things, the pastimes of gopis with Krishna in common people. Never I did. So any high class of devotee, and he has given up lust and everything, or he can describe all these things, and we must hear. This is the powerful medicine to hear. What he is telling, you can hear.
So this is from the introduction.
More, I am deaf. You should know. If you cannot, then give to any powerful person.
Very old in this kind of. This is introduction to the first book of the distributed mass to the general public. From the first day, another book was distributed
to the public. Oh, you have not taken any prasadam to the public. That is why you are so.
Because Krishna's friends are the gopis.
You are hearing?
Yes.
Very good. Yes.
How it was, exactly like the body goes between young girls and boys, this is your world. Actually, the sex state of the common human society is not natural, because the same sex state is there in the original personality of Brahman. The body is called Shwantyavaran. The attraction of what it compares to the basis of sex state is the original feature of the Supreme Personality of Brahman. And we, the ancient soul of the private parts of the Supreme, have such feelings also that they understand that the integration of the condition. Therefore, the point of the act of sex life in this material world, here by Krishna's pastimes to the gopis, they were not strength, seven pressure, but all the appears to be materialistic. The advantage would be that they were gradually elevated to the spiritual platform. In the background of the same way, when he joined against the pastimes of Lord Krishna, with the gopis, and this is underlined, from the forms with submission, then will be devoted to the platform of transcendental loving service to the Lord, and the materials that is lost in the sun will be completely vanquished. In other words, such cheering will counteract material sex life.
What he told?
That even if...
You should take. And after that you should give him to read. What is there? After that,
even if materialistically contaminated people don't understand the higher spiritual truth behind Krishna Bhava, simply by reading here from the proper authority, they will gradually be purified and come to understand in the correct way and become free from all these mundane attachments.
More louder.
Some ask that if Krishna
like this
is self-sufficient, why did he at all manifest the pastimes with the gopis, which are disturbing to the so-called moralists of the world? The answer is that such activities show special mercy to the fallen conditioned souls. The gopis are expansions of his internal energy, but because Krishna wanted to exhibit the Vasa-lila, they appear as ordinary human beings. In the material world, pleasure is ultimately manifested in the sex attraction between man and woman. The man lives simply to be attracted by a woman, and the woman lives simply to be attracted by a man. That is the basic principle of material life. As soon as these attractions are combined, people become more and more implicated in material existence. In order to show that special favor, Krishna exhibited this Rasa-lila dance. It is just to captivate the conditioned soul. Since they are very much attracted by sex, they can enjoy the same life with Krishna and thus become liberated from the material condition. In the second translation of Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit also explains that the pastimes and activities of Lord Krishna are medicine for the conditioned souls. If they simply hear about Krishna, they become relieved of the material disease. They are addicted to material enjoyment and are accustomed to reading sex literature. But by hearing these transcendental pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, they will be relieved of material contamination.
So, it is everything clear by all this evidence. Oh, the powerful disease for worldly person, you know what is? This lust. You cannot. Even Brahma, even Shankar, liberated. Even Narad, they could not control this lust. Oh, it can be controlled only by Haridas Thakur, by Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, very easily. How? Raya Ramanand and all other. How? Always remembering, chanting, like these things, hearing this with honor. We should not imitate. We should not even imitate by mind like Krishna. But we should very honorably, we should hear all these things. Very clearly it has written in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oh, you can... fourth chapter, Adi fourth, 34. Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusam deham ashritam bhajate tadrishi kira jasutva tatparo bhavet. Have you? Yes. Yes, who read the meaning?
Krishna manifests his eternal human-like form and performs his pastimes to show mercy to the devotees. Having heard such pastimes, one should engage in service to him. In the next verse, hearing the use of the verb abets, which is in the imperative mood,
tells
that this certainly must be done. If one doesn't do this, non-compliance will give an abandonment of duty.
42? Oh, 42? Now, Anugrahaya Bhaktanam.
Krishna assumed human form for the benefit of his devotees for performing pastimes, so that the devotees will have subject matter for hearing and chanting.
No. Or there is a dhar, root, and bhavet this. What is the meaning of bhavet? You must hear. If you are not hearing, then it is like offense. You must obey. So you must hear, but with honor, from elevated devotees. If you are not hearing, you are killing yourself. So bhavet means this. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Goswami, Rupanuga Vaishnava, he is telling. With honor is. I know this subject, that we are warned not to read Govinda Lilamrita. Also all these things from Srimad Bhagavatam Raslila. But we know that all the devotees of his cone, reading Govinda Lilamrita and all other things, we have never read, but all. They read all these things which are especially warned, banned. But even they read. I see that all have Govinda Lilamrita in his cone. All have so many books of Krishna Bhavanamrita, of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and all. They know more than me. And for them they are telling you should not read. What is this meaning? So I think it will be better that we should not read but hear from elevated devotees, pastimes of Krishna. We do in whole Kartik months Namamishwaram Sachidanandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Jasodabhikalukhaladhavamanam Parameshtamatyan Tato Drutya Gopya Namamishwaram Sachidanandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule. What is this? Damodar Lila? From where it came? From where? From Dasam Skandha. Why we do? All our Guru Parampara does. So I think that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained this slok. Vikriditam Bhajubadubhidan Chavishno Shraddhanvita. Shraddhanvita. Anushriniyat ataparane deja bhakti param bhagavati patilabhya kamam hridarog masu apihinottaji. What is the meaning?
He has a commentary
in the Krishna book of that verse. No. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? Very essential. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Ivan. Yeah. He has written very. What is the meaning of dhir? Very so.
In this verse, which concludes the chapters on Rasalila, Srila Vishnu Thakur has given a commentary on the words of Shukadev Goswami. In this verse, he is saying, Vikriditam Rajabhadubhi Idam Chavishnu, that the gopis of Vrindavan, they are playing and performing this Rasalila with Krishna. So then, Anvitanu Sinoyad Atobana Yadya. That one who is faithful, they must hear this. Anusranayad. Anusranayad means you should hear it continuously.
Those who have faith not, you must hear with faith, with honor. If I have no honor from anywhere, you should buy. From where? Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Amade. You should buy and read it with honor. You should hear. Anusriyat, always, nirantaram.
So anusriyat means continually hear, go on hearing without any.
Also, one meaning more.
Anugatya.
Anugatya.
And anusriyat means you should hear, but you should hear under the guidance of an authority, of a realized soul. Then the hearing will be powerful. Atavarna yad dhamma. And also, after hearing, you yourself should describe these things. And what would be the results? Bhakti param bhagavati pati labhya kamam ridrogam ashu apahinot yatirena dhiraha. Here, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is saying that pati labhya. Pati labhya means that you will get something first, and after get bhakti param bhagavati pati labhya kamam. First, praying will come.
Parabhakti.
The parabhakti, the love and affection of the gopis for Krishna. It will come in your heart. And then after that, Kridrogam Ashu Apahinoti. The disease of the heart lust, it will go away. So first bhakti will come, and the influence of that bhakti will drive away lust from the heart. It is not as some people think, that first lust should go and then we should hear the Rasalila. No, Srila Vishnu Thakurvati Thakur is stating emphatically, first of all this praying will come, and then lust will go. Achirena dhiraha. Then he's commenting on the word dhira. Dhira means a person who feels very strongly that this statement of Shastra is true. That first bhakti will come, and this bhakti when it comes, it will drive away all my anatta and aparad and lust and all attachments. And those who do not put faith in the words of Shastra, those who do not believe that bhakti can come first and drive away anatta, they are not called dhira. Rather, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, they are called murka. They are foolish. And they are also
not foolish.
Nastic.
Not only fool. Aparadi, they are offensive. Because they are not obeying the order of Shastra. So, I think it is all clear. Nothing to more tell. But I am not telling that you should do. You should hear with honor. First, you should begin from first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hear Ajami, Dhruva, Prahlad, Chitraketu Maharaj, Puranjarumpakhyan, Sri Ram, Dwarkadhish Krishna, and then come to the ear. Gradually you should develop, and you must develop. But any devotee, how high class of, and he is coming and he is giving classes on 10th canto. Oh, we should hear. We must hear with honor. Gradually lust will go, everything will go. We are realizing this thing because we are giving energy. And if we are coming in this process. If you are coming in process, that what I told yesterday in my class. Oh, give your whole energy in Krishna consciousness. Very soon you will realize all these things. For whom you are giving these energies, they may cheat you forever. But Krishna cannot cheat you. He may not cheat. Never, never. So, come in process, try to give gracefully your whole energy in this. If you are householder, oh, you can behave like Maharaj Yudhishthir, Arjuna.